This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, whether you call it H5N1 or high-path avian influenza or just the bird flu, the fact of the matter remains that we have an issue on our hands that's testing the resolve of the animal disease contingency plans on a minor level. For years, we've talked about what if, and we were presented with that scenario the first time the bird flu crossed to a dairy cow. We talked with the folks at the National Milk Producers Federation about what they're doing to keep the supply safe right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
National Milk Producers Federation has a plan in place to get us through this situation of bird flu or H5N1 in dairy cattle without any risk to consumers or the dairy products. It's called the Farmers Assuring Responsible Management Program, or FARM. Emily Iser-Sepp talked about how important it is to have these biosecurity measures in place and highlights the steps producers can take on multiple levels.
The farm biosecurity pillar is one that focuses on providing our dairy farmers with the tools to keep their herds and their dairy businesses safe from an unseen threat of disease. As we are working through this high path AI in cattle incident, unfortunately, we've had to really elevate the awareness around this pillar of the farm program to communicate that we do have resources and tools available for operations that have always had excellent biosecurity practices in place. When a threat of a disease is literally knocking on their doorstep, the things that we can do to assist them to minimize the potential continuation of threat of transfer of that disease is really heightened.
She talks about what farmers need to do if they think they have an animal showing symptoms of H5N1.
The first thing that they should do is contact their veterinarian that will then in turn work with the state animal health officials and in turn are their federal partners to communicate and get the appropriate testing mechanisms in place. As part of the farm program, we've emphasized having an active and live veterinarian client patient relationship between the farm and their veterinarian. And that's been a foundational piece. That veterinarian is that source of contact that can coordinate with those up the chain, see something, say something to your veterinarian, get the appropriate testing mechanisms in place.
As the situation grows more fluid, farmers need to be able to keep up with the changes.
National Milk Producers Federation's website has a banner on their homepage of nmpf.org to take you directly to a HPAI resource page that outlines what we currently know from USDA APHIS about the states with confirmed cases of HPAI, those states that currently have restrictions on dairy cattle movement, outline what are the key signs that they should be looking for in their dairy cattle, resources from farm biosecurity around movements, self-assessment checklists, different templates, posters, different preparation guides that they can reference and utilize as they may be interested or need to as this evolves.
You can learn more at the National Milk Producers Federation website, nmpf.org. And we have more comments from them as well at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.